Thanks for listening to Knowles News Now, your audio home for all things Florida State here on the Tomahawk Nation Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brian Pellerin. On this Wednesday morning, May 18th, we'll start with the FSU football team, just a measly 101 days away from the start of their season against Duquesne. Time and network remains TBD for that contest, but we do now know the start and time and network, two of their more high-profile contests this season. Of course, talking about the two against their SEC opponents, the first of those, Labor Day weekend, the All-State Louisiana kickoff against LSU. Not easy to say. That game was already set for Sunday, September 4th, but Tuesday, the schools announced it will kick off at 7:30 Eastern on ABC. That's a second straight season with a Labor Day Sunday ABC primetime contest for the Noles after last year's thrilling OT loss to Notre Dame at Doak. Boy, I put a lot of qualifiers on that one, huh? This one, of course, happening in LSU's backyard, though, in New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome. The other primetime contest coming Thanksgiving weekend as the Noles host Florida on Black Friday. That contest on November 25th, also at 7:30. Hopefully the Noles are playing for bowl positioning instead of bowl eligibility like they were a year ago. The guys on the roster taking a step forward will play a big role in that happening. Our team at Tomahawk Nation is taking a close look at how some of those potential stars perform in the spring. This week, the fifth and final installment looked at the secondary, specifically AZ Thomas and Sam McCall. Head to TomahawkNation.com to see Kevin Little's film breakdown of their tape and see what could be coming this fall. If you missed their other breakdowns, their spring camp report cards, you can find it all in the inside of this article. We got links to those from Michael Pittman, Jared Verse, Trey Benson, and Bless Harris. On the baseball diamond, well, not a great night for the Noles as they traveled down to Gainesville for the final midweek contest of the season to face the Gators. Really opened with a flurry of offense from each team. That they actually alternated scoring in each of the first four innings before the bullpens really stepped up, posted a bunch of zeros, turned into a real bullpen game until the ninth. Gators were knotted at five apiece at that point, but the bottom of the inning, Gators untied it. A two-out knock brought up lefty Sterling Thompson, pushing Mike Martin Jr. to turn to a lefty of his own, Andrew Armstrong. Hanging breaking ball ended up parked pretty far outside the right field wall. That's going to go for a 7-5 final in favor of the Gators. They claim the game and the season series. For a full breakdown of that game, check out our 3-up, 3-down article posted right now on TomahawkNation.com. Next up for the Noles, close their regular season play in Chapel Hill against UNC this weekend. That'll do it for today's Noles News Now. We'll be back on Friday with more of the headlines you don't want to miss. So be sure to follow or subscribe so you don't miss them. And if you like what you're hearing, please rate, leave a review. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback. Until then, you can find everything you need on our website. I'm Brian Pellerin. Thanks for listening.